All right, hey guys, it's the AON Project podcast back again for another week. I'm again joined with Metalhead Miss,
hello,
Local Latino,
hello,
and Blueberry Blitz.
Hello.
Now, I just want to point out for a second, you said that, Blueberry Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
Please never fuck that up, because if you fuck that up, it turns into Blueberry Bits.
I know, that's why
Blueberry Tits. So,
this is why you don't stick with the username you made when you were 12.
Hey, it's better than my first gamer tag.
What was your first gamer tag?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Let's open it up. Let's open it up. First discussion.
I'm not...
Oh, wait. It was your full name, wasn't it?
Well, not really. It was my nickname with my last name.
Well, then. That's exciting. I've had the same gamer tag the whole way through.
Hang on.
Okay, we're going to... You'd probably know it. I'm going to put a disclaimer out there already. We're still setting up audio. That's why Local Latino sounds like crap, because he's doing it off his iPhone right now.
Yes, he's on tour at the minute.
Week. I did it off my iPhone last week, but the thing was that last week I was actually at home and had my HyperXs.
Shout out.
Sponsor us.
Please.
I had my HyperXs. But right now I'm using rigs, I think they are. Like, you know, they're my sister-in-law's headset that she uses to game. But I
so that's
I'd
why he's potating.
I'm at my father-in-law's house right now. I'm on tour, but I'm dedicated to this podcast, so, you know.
Commitment.
Keep the grind up.
Dedicated. Yeah. This is certainly not a hobby. Had to throw it in there.
I gotta get it in once.
So, what's the main thing everyone's been playing this week?
Hey, who, what?
What is the main thing everyone's been playing?
COD.
COD, I knew that, yep. COD.
NBA, look. We're not gonna get into that.
What about you, Kevin?
I've been playing COD, and I've been really... For some reason, I hate BRs, but I've been getting right into Blackout at the moment.
You have, actually.
I have
been
walking
past the office and hearing you swearing your tits off.
I have yet to win a solo game, but I'm getting close. I'm getting more kills each game. But
fuck it, doesn't invite me.
Wow.
But apart from that, I've been playing a bit more Final Fantasy. Like yesterday, I said last week that the Blue Mage was coming, but in retrospect, the patch came in. They released Blue Mage literally yesterday, the day of recording, yesterday. So I've been playing that.
I've been smashing out a lot of Sims 4.
Oh, God.
Mainly because the new Get Famous pack came out. I don't know
Do
when
you
it came
have
out.
Sims 4 on PS4 or on PC?
I have it on PC because I have all the packs and I figured I'm not going to get it on console because I've already bought all the packs on PC. You know, I spent fucking $500 or whatever it is on fucking Sims. So I'm not going to do it again, am I? I'm going to sim my tits off on my PC. Don't forget, guys, you can follow us on Twitter at project_inAeon. Ooh, English. And our YouTube is the Aeon Project, which we will soon be bringing gaming content.
Yes, I've sorted it all out, so I just need to get you and Barry's details to so you can upload to it.
We
need to sort that out.
That's
but...
behind the scenes thing.
So, out now this week, guys, we've got Ace Combat 7 on the 18th, and also on the 18th, you've got Guacamelee 2.
Oh.
And I wasn't aware that was getting a sequel. And the first one was actually alright. It came out free on the Xbox Live, I believe.
I played it, and it was quite addictive platformer.
So that's nice. Also, we've had the last few days, some games that we spoke about last episode. Tales of Vesperia has come out, so has the Mario games. Onimusha, that remake that came out. And the only things that I'm looking at here that I really just want to mention is the Dragon Ball Super movie. It's coming out the 24th of January. Evil Dead. Resident Evil 2. That's coming up the 25th. And on the 29th, we've got Kingdom Hearts 3. But we all know that, and we're all quite hyped for that.
We're all fapping for that one. But
exactly.
The DBZ the Dragon Ball Super movie, not DBZ. I cannot wait.
It's going to be good.
Yes, it's going to be good.
I'm excited. My tits are hard.
Me too. Look, I haven't really... I was kind of devastated just because when I initially saw that they were going to bring it to the cinemas here, I thought it was only a one-day thing, so I was pretty devastated because the 24th is sort of a day I already have planned out. But, yeah, nah.
Yeah, but they turned it into, like, a four-day thing.
Yeah, there's... What? There is news
some
for.
Some cinemas have it for more than four days.
Yeah.
Like, I know the Hoyts have it for like six, I think it is.
Well, I think our main cinema here, Marion, has it for five.
The day I looked, Marion only had it up till Sunday, the 27th, but that was to be announced for more.
Okay, that's nice.
So I can't wait for that. I'll be definitely going to see that.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to either plan or just go, because... Yeah, like I said, 24th is a busy day, and sure. Around those days, it's going to be a busy time for me as well, like, because I'm doing houses and then finally getting my setup. So I don't sound like poo every time I fucking do this podcast.
Look, that would be fucking delightful. So we've got Barry kicking in at the minute with a Fortnite story, which will entertain.
Yes, now this is just a short little story.
Before you jump in, can I just, I'm looking at the picture, and... It's a woman riding a unicorn llama?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, llama. It's a skin. It's like those blow-up costumes you can get in Halloween stores where you look like you're riding a dinosaur or stuff like that.
I love it. I want one. It's my birthday soon. Can we organise this?
Yes, definitely.
Can I just point out that it looks like a like actual left hand is popping out?
Well then, the moving on to the story.
Well, this was really interesting. A YouTuber going by the name of Luke the Notable found out that the Fortnite emote, the Infinite Dab, is not infinite. It actually only goes for 10 hours long.
Oh, God.
Oh my God. So, now, why? Can I just, again, I'm interjecting, and I know this is really fucking annoying, but
no.
Who has sat there doing Infinite Dab to find out how long the rotation is on it?
That obviously.
Yes, obviously this guy. But, like, what?
Yeah, you find a bunch of the people like this who like to just delve in, like, answer the most stupid questions they can in the game. Like, they're all over the subreddit and stuff. It's great.
Have you ever jumped on Twitch then just watch people just do stupid shit? That's what this dude was doing. I'm sorry, but 10 hours watching one Infinite Dab?
Look, I mean, sad, what was he doing? Like, thinking at the time, like, oh, I'm just going to stream, quote-unquote, Infinite Dab, English again, for as long as I possibly can, and just let it go on loop, and then find out, oh, hey, it stops after 10 hours.
Yeah, some people just know this, or, so, I don't know.
I do believe he ended up getting $2,000 worth of donations, money. And, yeah. Like... 6,000 subscribers for it, didn't he?
$2,000 in donations. Yeah, as a result of the dabbing. So
wait, like, so I he broke them? I
haven't actually watched it because it's 10 hours long. Yeah, he broke them. So I think in like the motions of the dabbing, they would have fallen off his head or something and broken on the ground while he was dabbing.
Well then.
The biggest question I have is, how do you have enough energy to dab for 10 freaking hours?
I like how he also has a disclaimer. He said there that he said people to please not do it at home.
Yeah. Do not infinite dab at home. It will result in headphone damage.
If you're normal, you don't need to be told that, I don't think. Because if you're trying to do 10 hours worth of dabs, there's something pretty wrong with you. Just saying.
Christ. So then... What was next? It was YouTube.
Yes, now this is a good story for all budding and even already big YouTube creators, because YouTube has finally let creators know what curse words are okay and acceptable in getting your video demonetized for profanity.
Oh, fuck.
Because that's been a huge thing at the moment. People don't know what really to do, so a lot of channels have been censoring all types of profanity just to be safe. But YouTube has finally let people know what is good. So that your video will be flagged for three different sections. So it can be flagged if there's profanity in your title, in your thumbnail, or the frequency within the start of your video. Now, YouTube has classified the start of a video as around the first 30 seconds.
So does that mean that I can't say fuck repeatedly for 30 seconds, but once I reach that fucking bridge, I can fuck all my fuckery, without being penalised?
Not quite. So there's four common swear words that are actually completely safe, and that's damn, dang, shoot, and hell.
Because I say They're all of them. Lol.
Yeah. And so these following swear words, get ready for this, they're all
brace yourselves.
Fine to use in your video. Yeah, there's a lot. They're all fine to use in your video depending on context, and that is the main thing that YouTube is looking for. It's the context. So if you just swear unnecessarily and repeatedly, you're going to get flagged for profanity. Okay. But say you get a little bit of gamer's rage and then you just blurt out, oh, well, fuck, that's fine.
Okay, so context behind the word then, obviously.
You're going to have meaning behind the word.
I'm never going to make any money from YouTube, just saying.
So these words are all okay depending on context. And context also applies to, like, comedic sketches and stuff like that. So it's not just gaming, but it's, comedy, stuff like that. So these are all fine. Shit, bullshit, bitch, whore, ho, slut, son of a bitch, asshole, douchebag, fuck, motherfucker, cock, dick, and pussy are all fine depending on context.
Well then,
But there's just one other note, and that is racial slurs. Even if you bleep them out of your video, YouTube is still watching. You will still get flagged for racial slurs.
Look, I can understand that. That's, racial stuff and stuff of an inappropriate sexual nature, bullying, that sort of stuff should all be flagged straight away.
Yeah, so it's racial slurs, derogatory context, and mean or hateful content directed at an individual or specific group of people are not safe for monetization.
Could you say these people that could get triggered?
Sorry.
Kevin is just pissing himself next to me.
Dude, I'm sitting here singing La Bamba and shit.
We know! We can hear you!
I'm talking about the people that get easily triggered.
People that... Look, doesn't matter what you do. You could even censor it. They'll still get triggered.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You'll always have the professional offenders that like to be offended by everything.
Oh, yeah. No, nobody's got tough skin anymore.
Here's the thing, though. Like, does it count racial if you're from that country?
Yeah, it probably would.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
The way the world is at the moment, I would guarantee it. There's too much political correctness at the moment.
Can't we chuck them over a while?
All right, let's just move on. Let's get move on before we get too political. I believe there's a song about an egg.
The egg that broke the internet. Essentially,
it's a pretty sexy egg, right? Looking at it, it's nice and golden, it's speckly, it comes straight from a chicken's cornhole.
I've seen that egg somewhere else, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I've got 12 of them in the fridge, identical.
Well, this egg is a very special egg because on January 4th, this egg was uploaded to Instagram with the express aim of overtaking Kylie Jenner's record-breaking birth announcement photo. And as of Sunday, it officially passed Kylie Jenner's 18 million likes.
We are a special species.
I will actually quickly look it up. Of the current like is 44 million.
So this, it's got 44 million likes, and it's got this egg has nearly 7 million followers. Yep. It's a fucking egg.
Yep, it's just called the Instagram account, if you are interested, is world_record_egg, all lowercase.
Listen, to be fair, I'd make a fucking fat omelette out of that egg. Where can we get this egg? Shit.
I don't think it's for sale. Come on, if you bet Kylie Jenner, I don't know.
You advertise something and it will get a following if it's after somebody else bigger.
I'm excited. Huh?
I'm sorry, but an egg?
Yeah, but...
I'm feeling a little scrambled.
It's the same as the PewDiePie VT series thing.
They're just poaching views.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm making an example.
You could say the eggs or the sunny side.
Exactly.
Exceptional.
Something pretty exciting. English tonight is just not fucking happening.
Fucking get with it.
So.
Hey, do you guys have contents behind your swear words?
No. Context is usually what I'm feeling, and fuck is usually it.
Oh, she's a dumbass. So.
Something pretty exciting that I have read is that we now have full cross-platform play with Rocket League, following Fortnite, of course.
Yeah, this is huge news because ever since Rocket League came out, they have been begging for cross-platform play. And so Sony allowed them to cross-platform with PC, and that just wasn't enough. And it was the same with Fortnite.
I was going to say, I swear PS4 and PC were cross-platform originally.
They were. But now you can play against your Xbox One and Nintendo Switch friends.
But as far as I'm aware, can you actually play with them, with your friends on that console? Because what I remember from the PS4 was that you could play with other people. You wouldn't know what console they're on. So back in the day, it was PS4 and PC. But you couldn't specifically pick a person.
So that's accurate, but they're actually releasing a future update that will allow players to party up across platforms, bringing it all together.
Well, there you
like
go.
Like what Fortnite can do now. Yeah.
I hope they do that with a lot of games.
I hope they do
that
with all fucking games.
But, but first-person shooters on PC, no.
No, okay, that should be excluded. But every other game like this where it's just shits and gigs, sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, the cool thing is because... What was that?
Yeah, William spoke, but he went weird there. What was that?
I said shits and gigs or breaking control.
Listen, I did that twice. But yeah, I mean, it's a thing that should happen.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, this is all because Sony had a crap load of pressure from fans of both Fortnite and Rocket League to implement this change.
Because I believe they were the only one that wasn't doing it at one point, weren't they?
Yeah.
It's the same for Minecraft.
Mm.
They're still getting a lot of crap for Minecraft not being cross-platform, whereas every other thing is cross-platform.
Fucking PlayStation.
Because back then, you know how PlayStation was with PC, I would have thought Rocket League would have been the first game to ever cross-platform everything, but apparently it was Fortnite. So,
but in saying that, there was
they
a game
were the first ones to take the step though.
That is
with that game
kind of wrong in a way because back on PS3, PS2, Xbox 360, and PC, there was one game that was cross-platform.
Yes,
Final Fantasy 11.
Yep, you could play them from.
People keep going on about how there's no cross-platform game, but that game did it, and that was back ages ago. Released, but they used another program called the Play Online. Yeah.
Let's be honest, though. Like, people nowadays don't remember that.
No, but you've got to remember, people argue that it didn't happen, it hasn't happened before. Yeah. It has.
They just don't know about it because
they
it's
don't
not
know about it,
mainstream.
And they're too secluded to know about it.
Mm.
But anyway, getting off that, it's good to know that Rocket League and Fortnite and hopefully future games are going to be more cross-platform.
I hope so, because it would be nice.
It's good to see Sony finally, you know, relinquishing the reins and, you know, calming the fuck down.
Yeah.
Because they're losing money if they don't.
So, Barry, as our self-proclaimed techie, tell us about the S10X, sorry.
Yeah, this is all rumored at this point. But if it is true, holy fuck. So, Samsung's doing an event, Unpacked event on February 20th, where everyone is expecting to see the all three versions of the new S10, which is the S10 Lite, the S10, and the S10 Plus. But a report came out from South Korea of Samsung S10's 5G ready variant, and yeah, it's quite interesting. So this allegedly called the Galaxy S10X will have a price tag of US $1,500. So not too ridiculous and stuff like that. So that's about just over $2,000 for us though.
God damn.
And okay, so there's rumored to be three rear cameras. Three rear ones and one on the front. That's the S10 Plus. Sorry, the S10X is four cameras on the back and two on the front.
Holy shit, that's a lot.
So a six camera phone.
So it's gonna be pretty beastie.
Yeah, well, yeah. A lot of the phones these days have got the two cameras on the back and just the one at the front, just like the iPhone, the latest ones, as well as the 8 Plus and 7 Plus.
Mm. It's just insane. There's so many cameras. Why are they needed? Do we have an answer? Or
no, not really.
We want to have specs. A phone with fuckloads of cameras.
Yeah, there's been another rumor of a phone a while ago now that was rumored to have 16 cameras on the back, and I'm not even kidding.
Well, look,
16 fucking make cameras.
Filming and shit quite accessible, wouldn't it, really? I mean,
I guess. Filming,
one for pictures.
Exactly.
One for, like, slow montage. One for, like, what's called the camera, just taking all these extra shots.
I've just been informed that the 16 camera phone isn't a rumor, it's a patent. It's been patented.
It's been patented. So it could potentially
come out. Yeah.
That's crazy. Thanks for the intel, Scott.
Yeah, that was him.
Scott, the MVP.
That's
right.
It. He just runs in with this information page, like, yo, bitch, read it.
Yeah, so the rest of the specs on this beefy boy of a phone is an 18 centimeter AMOLED display, 10 gigs of RAM, terabyte of storage.
A lot of PCs these days just don't even have 10 gigabytes of RAM.
Right, yeah. If the specs, rumored specs are correct, it is effectively a small PC in just your pocket. It's a pocket phone. PC.
Yeah, pretty much. So because it's kind of come with a terabyte of storage.
That's crazy. That's like less like a million hours worth of porn.
Yeah. 5,000 milliamp, I think, battery.
Yep, 5,000 milliamp battery.
So it's
beefy. And if previous Galaxy phones are any indication, the processor chip will be Qualcomm Snapdragon 855.
Hmm. Fair enough.
So it's going to run shit. Like
top tier.
It's going to be
chip at the moment.
Not really a Samsung Android fanboy. Like, I have used them.
Yeah.
But
we're all Apple here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Except Barry with the razor.
Except Barry.
Yeah, I'm Razer.
Repping the Razer phone.
I'm half though, because look, Apple's not going anywhere, right? Sad to say.
Yeah, no, they're not really releasing much new.
That's yeah,
like, hey, we're gonna give you the same phone we gave you last year, just
a bit bigger, a bit slimmer.
Yeah,
a bigger camera and a bigger screen. But hey, it's the same fucking phone.
If this Galaxy comes out, right, that just means Apple is gonna have to produce something really
beefy,
really fucking beefy. Mm-hmm. Like, because if that comes out, it'll just.
They'll just tell you to buy a computer.
Here's our new PC.
But yeah, I used to be an Apple like fangirl and stuff like that, but once I found out that on Android you can put music on your phone from any computer and didn't have to sync it to one single computer. That's it. I was sold. I was
switching. You can even just download it straight from your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I get where Apple comes from with their design. Like, it's simple. Everybody can just pick it up and use it. Some people like the extra features that you get with an Android phone, whereas, like, you can do whatever the hell you want to it. But
yeah,
just quick and easy, snap here, snap there. I like iPhone.
Yep. Fair enough.
Moving on. There was an interesting story regarding Red Dead 2. Would you like to take it, Kevin?
Yeah, well, I was just reading through, like, news headlines today, actually, and I popped up, it popped up that Red Dead Redemption 2 was, and Take-Two Productions, kind of, they kind of got a cease and desist sort of thing from the Pinkerton Consulting and Investigations, a real detective agency that was founded in 1850. But, yeah, they claimed a cease and desist letter to Rockstar and Take-Two in December, basically just for using their name and the way Red Dead Redemption had used it. They kind of put it in a bad light. And basically, Pinkerton want at least an unspecific lump sum fee and royalties in the future for, like, whatever game's sold, whatever's being bought on the game. I can see, like, why they'd want that, because it is their name. It is used in the game.
Can I just say, Rockstar seem to have this issue with every game they release. Red Dead, this one now is Pinkerton's. The last Grand Theft Auto, I believe there was a case where a famous woman thought she saw herself in the game and took it up with them. There's been multiple instances where companies and people have been like, hey, you're using this in your series.
The biggest one was the main character out of San Andreas.
Carl Johnson.
Carl Johnson, where it was thought like this, I can't remember the rapper, but, or famous guy, he thought it was based on him.
Is that the one that lives in the Hollywood Hills?
I can't remember. It was that, it's been that long ago, but okay. It was just a massive thing. Yeah, you're right. Rockstar games do have they do have a history of this sort of thing happening.
Yeah. But so do they really need to look at the developing then? And yeah, okay, so you got to understand with their sort of game is they are taking a piss out of the world in general, especially with Grand Theft Auto. They have a lot of nods to pop culture and just general things in the world, like politics, environment, that sort of stuff. And they take the piss out of it a bit. And that's part of the fun of the game. But now you have companies and people suing.
As far as I'm aware, I'm just reading this article here. Rockstar knew about it. But the consulting company took an issue in the title, led to believe that that company itself had any say in what happened in the game.
Okay.
So Rockstar knew about the company. The company obviously knew about Rockstar, but they never really talked about it, and people thought that Pinkerton Consulting and Investigations had real people thought that they had something to say in the game, but it led to not be true.
Okay, so it was sort of like a jump on information there.
People thought they had something to do with the game, but they didn't. But
that's fair.
Well, let Rockstar deal with that. The next thing on the list at the moment, BioWare's latest game, Anthem, which I can't wait for. It looks freaking awesome. It basically has matchmaking for every activity in the game.
Define every activity, Kevin.
So, as far as I can tell, what I understand, you got the hub city, which you kind of, you wander around in, that's your world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the area that you occupy your solo self. But as soon as you leave that city, it's open world. You can be with your friends. So every activity that happens outside of that city wall is going to be matchmaking. Yeah, it can be done by a matchmaking thing. So if you're a solo player, you can jump into it and be matchmaking.
Love it.
Yeah, so I kind of can't wait for that, because it's pretty well going to be a full online experience.
Yeah, that'll just immerse you much more as well, having all these random people. What about Battlefield 5, second DLC drop? Well, nearly drop.
Well, it's a second free DLC drop.
Actually, it should have dropped.
Yeah.
Because at the time of recording, it would have already dropped.
Yeah. So there.
Does anyone play Battlefield Out of Us? Out of Battlefield 5?
Yeah, I play it a little bit.
Yep.
What do you think of it?
Is it good? Because the last one was really good.
I really enjoy it, yeah.
Okay.
Because I first played it last year at PAX.
Yep.
So I got to play the beta in that, and it's really responsive, I find. There are, like, still a few, like, bugs and glitches and stuff like that, especially with the death animation, but that just makes it funnier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love a good death spasm.
Oh, yeah. So, but that seems to be, like, a Battlefield, like, staple, is just having the hilarious death physics.
That's it.
But, yeah, I reckon it controls very well. The maps are excellent and beautiful to look at.
I really enjoyed Battlefield 1. I think a lot of us jumped onto that when COD was on the downfall a little bit.
Yeah, because what was the
Infinite
game?
Warfare, I think it was. Yeah.
I refused to play it because it's like, just
the one we don't talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, the one we don't talk about because I do not like it.
The one where COD 4 Remake took over it.
Yeah. Anyway, the four weapons coming out in Weekly Challenge.
We'll just say it's free DLC called Chapter 2 Lightning Strikes.
And the guns that could be unlocked by completing Weekly Challenges in January and February are the ZK-383 SMG for the Medic class, the Model 1944 Semi-Automatic Rifle Assault class, the M1922 MMG support, the MK3 Bolt Action Rifle Recon class. So that's nice that they're... So what they're doing, I like. They're dropping weapons free into the game for everyone to be able to get. Not this Call of Duty roller box get it bullshit.
Oh, yeah. That's... Well, I kind of like how Call of Duty is doing it now. Like, you don't
it's
roll...
100, it's 100 COD points for a fucking sticker.
Yeah, but... you know what I mean, though. Like... It's not a chance of luck. It is literally you have to play the game to get this gun.
Which like is a good way.
Yeah,
it's like reward.
Like, I think,
the worst thing that COD could do is, I remember Black Ops 3 had the black market, had the specific challenges that you could do to get COD points or whatever currency they use. Black Ops 4 has got none of that.
It is all COD points.
The stupid black market thing is giving you goddamn stickers that I'm not even going to go fucking use.
You could earn the crypto keys to earn the boxes, to unlock the box.
Yeah.
But you can't do that now. Now it's just like, here, take my money.
I do like their black market sort of thing going on now with the you've got to literally play the game to unlock something. So like, I think it's the SWAT assault rifle is the new assault rifle that you literally have to play and get through the tiers to get the gun.
But it's so unrealistic to get that. Like, you gotta play 8 hours a fucking day to get that thing. People that can't play 8 hours a day have gotta pay for it or just don't bother grinding for it. Because you're not gonna get it if you're playing 10 games a day. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. That's what I like about it. Because literally the Black Ops 3 and I think it was World War 2. It was literally draw to win. That was my biggest gripe about it. I hated it.
World War II had the best. World War II sort of had the best looting system.
You earned the boxes
where you could do the contracts to earn the boxes, and you chose the contracts, and you had a specific amount of time. Like the really big ones, you had maybe months. You know, and the real small ones, you had hours or weeks. Like. That was all right, because if, you know, me and Shannon used to get on, we'd play, we'd play 4 hours or whatever. Hey, let's do this contract. We'll do it together. Let's do this contract. We'll do it together.
Yeah, there's like, a bit of fun to that.
Contract
yeah.
Real quick, you know, like, and instead of now where it's like, I got to play 3 hours to get one level and get one goddamn sticker that I'm not going to use.
Yeah, and it's saying that, I don't think this is going to be like the end result of the black market. Like, I think there's going to be a lot more to it.
Well,
at the minute, it's shit.
That depends if there is a black market still, because there is an agency after them. After all these games offering, you know, these loot boxes, including Fortnite and all that, there is an agency trying to close them down for that.
Yeah, that's a point that I do want to bring up, though. Fortnite does have the Battle Pass and does have the general store and stuff like that where you can just buy skins, buy dances, whatever. But Fortnite has done it correct, in my opinion, because in the Battle Pass and in the shop, nothing is a competitive advantage. It is all cosmetic. So everyone is still on the same playing field.
Yep.
Whereas in, for example, COD, you can earn a new gun. So people who don't get to earn that new gun, they're immediately at a disadvantage.
And the thing with Fortnite as well is it is a free game. So the way they are earning money is from these aesthetic, like,
purchases.
Yeah, exactly. It's really smart.
Aesthetic purchases, but fine, but I'm not going to buy them.
Yeah. No.
But this is what I mean, though. Like, this company's out to close anyone who's taking something is digital. Do you know what I mean? Like, and unfortunately, Fortnite is on that list. And the reason they target Fortnite because Fortnite is one of the biggest games that's making millions of
money. And it's targeted
at
children.
There is people that are putting millions of money into this a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the biggest streamers, Ninja, Wildcat. Like, I've seen Wildcat when he does a, like, season start streams. He spends 10,000 V-Bucks just getting the whole thing.
Getting the battle pass and getting
Pass, getting all the skins, getting everything, and then every new skin that comes out, he buys it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no skin in the game that Wildcat doesn't have. And I'm sure, like, other streamer that does have that, and that's what I go, like, yeah, Barry's right. With that, there's no advantage to the game. It's just looking good or looking different or whatever. But with COD, it's like, hey, I'm going to buy box, or I'm going to buy, you know, back then it was boxes. Now it's, I'm going to buy, you know, the specialist pack. And then I have to play 10 levels to get whatever I want to get. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Even though you paid for it.
Though you've paid for it. Like, I still got to play and grind, even though I've paid for it.
So it's basically content behind a paywall, effectively.
In saying that, their blackout mode, it's the same as Fortnite. It's a fair playing ground no matter what. You don't, like,
Oh, yeah, no, blackout's different. It's blackout. Just their multiplayer more concerns.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, I've seen multiple reports about that agency trying to close all these things down, but whether they would close it down, yes or no, that depends.
Remains to be seen, really.
Yeah.
So another online game, Elder Scrolls Online, is celebrating its 5th anniversary this year, and I believe they're launching another expansion.
Yes, they are, and I'm really surprised because Elder Scrolls Online took a massive downward when it released. I don't know if any of you played it, but me and Shannon played it, and like the whole subscription thing at the beginning was just a bad idea, and they took that away. And they do still have a subscription fee where you do get a little bit of bonuses, but
much like Fortnite.
Yeah, much like Fortnite, you can pay a subscription and you gain extra stuff, but like you can play for free if you want to. But this is the next expansion, which is the Return of Elsewhere, and it seems to reveal some dragons in it.
So behind information, for those who don't know what Elsewhere is, it's they're basically following on from Morrowind and Somerset. So Elsewhere, I believe, is actually where the Khajiit are from in Skyrim.
I believe so.
In Skyrim. Yeah. I say Skyrim, but it's really the...
It's Tamriel. You
know, Tamriel, yeah, that sort of thing. Khajiits are so cute. So it's a new DLC. There's a trailer for it. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it. There's not really much we could say about it because it's sort of just been announced. Set for launch on June 4th, I believe. But yeah, keep an eye out for that one, because if you're into online gaming, that will be a bit of a interesting thing to look at. Speaking of Call of Duty.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
Because the one game we always seem to come back to,
oh, yeah,
no matter what we're talking
about. I completely forgot these last couple of stories. There's a Black Ops 4 Zombies update, an event out now. Yeah, I believe it's live now, actually.
115 Celebration Day.
115 Celebration. The 15th of the 1st, or if you're in America, the 1st... How the hell would you say it?
1st to 15th.
15.
They say 1-15.
Yeah,
say
so... 15, and there's... It's 115
Celebration. The 15th day of January. So,
They've it's double XP in zombie. I believe it's only in zombies. It's double XP.
Wait, it's a zombie event.
Yeah.
Yep.
Double. I think it's Nebulon Plasma and double weapon XP in zombies. They've also released for PS4 only at the moment a gauntlet challenge for zombies, which is a 30-round challenge with unique rules governing gameplay in each round.
Now, so, I'm going to straight up say, have not played zombies in Black Ops 4 yet at all. Maybe. So, we should probably do have a look at it for 115 day, seeing as we can finally play some zombies. Double XP, double weapon XP, double whatever the fuck liquid div shit that is.
Nebulon Plasma.
Boom!
They've also announced 3 new elixirs that you can craft in zombies. They're all epic in rarity, so they're going to be a pain in the ass to get.
Can I just say, the reason I don't play zombies anymore is because there's too much. Like, I liked it back in the day where you could just shoot shit, buy guns off the ball, there's a box, here's some perks, boom.
Yeah, well, that's the simplicity side of it. Yep. I believe in 9, the Colosseum, well, you can do something similar to that. It is a lot more run and gun sort of thing. You can't back yourself in a corner like you could in Doris.
I don't like how I have to do 15 fucking steps to open a door which powers on a room which lets me pack a punch. Give me the machine.
These 30 round challenges would be perfect for you.
Exactly. So maybe now is the time to step into zombies.
And back on to Call of Duty. I believe it is the free blackout trials start this week.
Which means you can download the Blackout side, the Battle Royale mode in Call of Duty Black Ops 4, on Xbox One, PS4, and PC from 17th of January to the 24th of January. So if you haven't played it, you literally... You can play it for free.
It's basically what they did with the beta. But you won't be able to have access to the multiplayer or zombies. It would just be Blackout.
But that's totally fair, right? Because if Blackout is the only thing you want to try... about this, right? Say you've played COD, you're not a fan of multiplayer, you're not a fan of zombies, but you want to try this blackout mode, right? Boom!
Just means more noobs for me to kill.
Uh-huh. And then the great thing about this is that I'm not sure if it's already existent or if it's just after this event, but it's a $30 version of the game that you can buy afterwards that cuts out zombies and multiplayer.
No,
it cuts out zombies and just gives you blackout and multiplayer.
Which isn't too bad. Like, that's a smart move for people who don't really play zombies.
Why the fuck didn't I do that?
Yeah, I know plenty of people who love COD but couldn't give a crap about zombies, so...
Exactly, so it's cheaper, more accessible version of the game for them.
I love zombies.
Yeah, but...
I played the latest one with, I can't remember what the map's called, but it's got, like, they've got a werewolf, it's got Nosferatu or something, like the vampire... Like, it, for some reason, it's sort of like... It's also got Charles Dance in it.
Oh, yes, I have seen that, actually. Yep.
So the actor who plays Tywin...
Tywin Lannister.
In Game of Thrones.
Yep.
But, yeah, I played that map, and it's the way it's laid out, it's very confusing. Like, I'd have to play it a lot more than once. I only played it once. I did the rush mode, and it was pretty fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go has got the Hoenn event live now. It'll last for a duration of 2 weeks, I believe. Basically, all it's done is Pokemon from the third generation. So Hoenn will spawn more frequently in eggs in the wild, etc. Kyogre and Groudon are now added to the raids list, which is handy if you haven't got them. The additions of Shiny Zigzagoon and Tailor
now have been noted. When you said it... Like, when you told me about this, I swear to God you said Zangoose.
No!
And I've been looking and just bypassing Zigzagoon so much.
I'm sorry.
Looking for Zangoose.
Also, if you get a Shroomish at this time and evolve it into a Breloom, it will learn the special grass move, Grass Knot. And all research tasks, obviously, will be themed around Hoenn for the duration of the event. And I think the only thing we've got left to talk about is esports. So, do you want to run us through the COD... Hot news, William.
Not much on esports. So basically, tomorrow morning, which would be this, 16 in the afternoon in America, which is when the CWL Pro League 2019 qualifier starts. So basically, it's 2018. It's fighting at the last. I think it's 8 spots. 10, 12 spots, I think it is, fighting for the Pro League, because the top four teams that won Vegas last year have actually qualified for. So they're basically just fighting out for the last few spots in Pro League. So it's 4 pools of 7 teams. The top 2 teams of each pool qualify for the 2019 Pro League. And then 3rd, 4th, and 5th seed are placed in the playoffs. Obviously, 6th and 7th are eliminated. It's a double elimination. And, we have the 28 teams here. I'll just give you the names of the 28 teams. So in Pool A, we got Team Sween, Team Reciprocity, FaZe Clan, which is big name, everyone should know them, Project 18, FC Black, Team Divine, and Enigma 6. In Pool B, we've got Lightning Pandas, Team Envy, G2 Esport, Heretics, KFC, Tainted Minds.
Did you just say KFC?
Yeah, that's their name. Heretics KFC.
Heretics KFC. Love it.
And the Vodafone Giants are in Pool B. Team C, which is, I think, Team C and Team... Oh, Pool C and Pool B are probably looking the toughest. They have... Pool C has Team Space, 100 Thieves, the Pittsburgh Knights, Accelerate Gaming, Midnight Esports, Overtime Esports, and Mazer Gaming. And then Pool D has Evil Genius, Red Reserve, UYU, Mind Freak, The Imperials, Movistar Riders, and Nation of Power. And to think about it now, I have actually haven't seen them until, but I reckon Pool D and Pool B are probably going to be the hardest to get. But there's not much news. Basically, this starts tomorrow morning, so from about 3 these games will start. And they'll run all the way, I think, until Sunday. And then the Pro League will be all filled up, and then the Pro League will start 2 weeks later after that, if I'm correct.
Love it.
So that's pretty much it. There's not much going on, just because, obviously, it's Christmas break. There's people's esports is still getting back in the swing after Christmas and all, so there's not much new. And to give you a correct date on when the Pro League starts, the 4th of February.
Hey, my birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday to me. Here's some COD.
Yeah, I'll be... just so you know, if you invite me to your birthday party, come.
Wow.
Hey, man. Optic Gaming is paying for $700,000.
It's my fucking birthday! So, for CSGO news, Gunrunners have disbanded. So that's pretty devastating for them, I imagine. The schedule for the I by Powers Masters is revealed. That's this weekend, Saturday, January 19th. Now, on the timing schedule, it did say 4:30 a.m. So I'm going to assume that that's our time, but that could be completely wrong, and I don't fucking know, right? But in Group A, we have Astralis, Complexity, Fnatic, Cloud9. In Group B, we have Liquid, Luminosity, FaZe, and Ghost. The first game will be Astralis v Complexity, then following in order, Fnatic v Cloud9, Liquid v Luminosity, FaZe, and FaZe v Ghost. English. Carrying on from last week, the top 20 powered by EGB.com. We've got Oscar from Mouse Sports in 14. In 13th, we've got Zipix from Astralis. Number 12 is Twists from Liquid. 11 is Guardian from FaZe. 10 is Cold Zero from... I know him from SK, but apparently he's now in a team called MIBR.
Mm.
Yeah, SK has completely...
It's sad, because...
The old SK from IEM that came in 2017.
They don't exist anymore.
Has disbanded, yeah.
I know. No, it's sad, but... moving on. Number 9... Crims from Fnatic, 8 is Glaive from Astralis. 7 is Magisk from Astralis, and it's really weird seeing him as Astralis because I believe he was a North player.
No,
he's been Astralis for the last few.
Has he?
He was
maybe
at,
I'm thinking of a different player.
Astralis.
Number 6 is Naf from Liquid, and that's up to date as of today. So we've still got 5 more players, and that will be for next week. We'll get to find out who the number 1 ranked player
top 5.
2018 was. Yeah. So cool. I might give a little bit of information on each player next week, seeing as it's such a small list. Mm. And it's, you know, top 5. That's pretty impressive out of how
it's
many fucking players there is.
Magisk in number 7, because Magisk has been playing out of his goddamn mind.
It's
weird to see Cold Zero at that level as well, because I'm pretty sure he was classed as number 1. Or am I thinking somebody else from SK?
Not that long ago. No, not that long ago.
He was classed as number 1.
Were up there.
Yeah.
So something I'm noticing is in the top 5, right? We're just assuming now. There's no Kenny S.
Oh, he's
on this
be there.
List yet. There's no there's a lot of players. There's a lot of players that could be on that list.
Taco, Carrigan.
Scream. Taco. Well, he doesn't play anymore, I don't think. So, that's...
Who, Taco?
Yeah, he's not with the team, is he?
Yeah.
Did he move on?
He's in Team Liquid, I'm pretty sure.
Oh! Right, he's dead to me. But like, there's a lot of players that could be in that top 5.
It'd be interesting to see where Shroud would place in this now.
Because once upon a time, he was... You know, bees knees.
Shroud.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see where he would place in that.
Very interesting.
Look, I'm even surprised to see Mixwell at the top 15. He hasn't...
Yeah, Mixwell's not been on the list yet. He could possibly be in that top 5, but...
I thought you said Oscar was number
14. Yeah, Oscar. The player Oscar from Mouse Sports. No. But, like, there's so many players. There's many players. You know?
I doubt he'd be in top 5, though, because he...
I mean, yeah.
He's good AWPer, but...
Now, look, my top 5 would be Parsha, Snacks, Bialy, Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taz. The Golden 5.
Yeah.
They're the only 5 that matter. May they rest in peace. not that they're dead, but, you know, they're dead in the CSGO world.
See,
so.
Barry, if that little project that you're doing, can you put VP on it?
Yeah, put me in a VP shirt.
Just send me the reference letter.
Just send me the reference.
Send you
love
the
it.
Actual shirt we've got.
Awesome.
There was one bit of news that kind of bypassed a lot of things, and that was the new Spider-Man trailer dropped. I believe it was either today or yesterday.
I think it was yesterday.
It kind of went under the radar for me. I don't know about you guys, but I did see it today, and
oh my god,
I can't wait for it.
So good.
It does kind of give away that he does come back at the end of Avengers, though. So
I don't know about you guys, but I'm just hanging on to April because the last season of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I'm ready to stab myself in the eye with a fork, screaming Dracarys.
I don't know. I'm over here watching Harry Potter.
Swish and flick.
Yeah, swish and flick. It's Leviosa.
I think that just about wraps up this episode.
I think Barry wants to see something.
No, I'm just going to really cut her off and see what she says. Continue, Barry. I'm being a bitch.
I was just going to say, with the Spider-Man trailer, either it shows what happens after Avengers, or it's set just before Avengers, like the second Ant-Man movie was.
Like,
I know, it was the duration, sorry, of Infinity War.
See, that's why I liked what Marvel were doing. It was a lot of this is happening while this is happening sort of thing.
Yeah.
Now they're bringing out Captain Marvel, which is a freaking backstory, which will eventually lead into what happens in Avengers, but it's sort of like, oh, we're going to throw this character in and here's their backstory sort of thing, and...
Yeah, that's why...
She's going to end the war, apparently. So.
Well, that's...
Is it with her tits? Because then I'm interested.
Thanos is just going to fuck his knees.
But, yeah, like, I don't like how they're just saying, alright, here's another character for you. we're going to throw this in, like, now.
Yeah. Well, that's why I never got connected to Black Panther, because when he appeared in Civil War, it was just like, oh, here's another character. And I was like, oh, who are you?
No.
Because I don't follow the comics, unfortunately. So I'm like,
I'm not very good at superhero things at all, right? So, like, the whole Marvel thing flies right above my head, and I'm just like, I am Batman.
I'm going to stab you.
But I got to admit, right, that Avengers movie, is it Infinity War?
Yes.
Really good. CJ nearly punched the TV because of the ending, but it was really good. But the only Marvel movie that I've really got into is Black Panther. And I have no idea why. Oh, yeah, well, Thor, but that's only because I want to drool on his six-pack, isn't it?
Well, yes.
And he swings a hammer around with his sandy blonde hair, throwing lightning at people.
I've heard that Black Panther... Oh, sorry, Kevin, I just cut you off.
Oh, I was just going to say that people have released, like, an actual timeline of how to watch these movies. And they do sort of...
Star Wars all over again.
I know. But they do sort of correspond after each other. Like, if you watched it in the order they came out, you'd be pretty well set. But they can't... The thing is, with Captain Marvel, you kind of have to throw it right at the beginning now.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like a flashback, but...
This is just a flashback.
I've heard Black Panther is a fantastic movie. It got rave reviews online. I unfortunately have not seen it yet. And I really want to, because it does explain a lot of the technology that was used in Infinity War.
Yeah.
So I need to catch up on that.
It is... I enjoyed it, but it was quite overhyped for what it was.
I enjoyed it, but I probably enjoyed it because I'm not as into the Marvel universe as everyone else is.
Yeah,
me, it was, Black Panther.
You kind of see him as like a normal person with a super suit. That's pretty well how he is in a way.
He just kicks ass. He's like Batman.
Yeah, I'm not.
He doesn't. He does in a way have super. He's the same as Captain America as well as Iron Man.
Yeah.
Well, no, because Captain America's not hot.
Across the line, like Captain America. I'm sorry, but his movies are just fucking boring.
Civil War was good.
Look, Captain America. I'm sorry, you're just a dude who just got buffed by injection and you got frozen and then taken out. There's nothing special about you besides a fucking shield.
Right. Do you know what was a good movie? Wonder Woman. No, don't fucking laugh. Right.
But this is DC.
Wonder Woman.
Well, apparently Aquaman's really good as well.
Huh?
I've heard nothing but good things about it. Actually,
Aquaman.
I haven't seen it, but I really want to because. Jason Momoa.
Did all the good things come from a girl who was fucking drooling all over the cinemas? Of course it did. Because every girl went to see that fucking movie because he comes out with no shirt on and he's fucking buff. And he's got...
No.
I've heard it from Scott's sister and she's a lesbian.
Have you seen them gorgeous eyes?
Listen, he's just such a cool fucking dude, right?
I love how
down to earth he is.
I follow him on Instagram and he's just like the most chilled out guy. He'll walk through a normal city and just be like,
Here's the thing. Here's what ruins movies for me. Right?
Sexy men.
No.
Competition.
Oh, 10 points to Gryffindor.
Here's the thing. This is what ruined movies for me. And people go and watch a movie. Oh my god, he's played his role so well. It's like, I don't care. I'm going to watch a movie because of the context. Like, what's the movie about? Like,
it's about a sexy man swimming in the ocean.
Shut up. Like, I saw the trailer to the movie and like, I was sold. I want to go and see the movie. And then when people come back and like, oh my god, he's so good looking, rah rah rah, it's like, bro, you're ruining the fucking movie for me. Now every time I goddamn see the trailer, I gotta stare at his abs. That's what ruins it for me. Because
he's too busy jacking off over Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I gotta get a back seat because I gotta take my tissue box. You know?
Title, Jason Momoa's sexy ass, right? That is this week's episode's title, okay?
You know, like that's what I hate, and that ruins the movies for me. Like, it's not like when I go and see, like when Iron Man came out, like, oh, it's such a good movie, technology, spacesuit, and all that. I was like, sick, I'm sold. This dude's flying around in a spacesuit, you know? Like, I was done. But when you get movies like this, like, I don't know, what other movie was like that as well?
Thor.
I didn't watch a Thor movie up until 2 years ago. That's it.
Like, no, you were scared of the hot man.
Chris Hemsworth's too hot.
And even Chloe does this to me. She's like, oh, look, he's, you know, they should, like, she likes watching Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. She's like, they should put Chris Stingy on there. He's so good. He's like this. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I shit you not, though. I loved Thor Ragnarok. It is fantastic.
Yeah, Ragnarok was the best. I like the opening. Like,
don't say much because Shen hasn't seen it yet.
When he's talking to, you know, the thing across the thing. Him, it just falls off.
Yeah.
Listen, I feel like I have seen it.
Ragnarok, no, you haven't.
I've seen eight. Oh, no, I haven't seen that one. I've seen the first one and the second one.
Yeah, you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I haven't seen the one where he's got the short hair.
Yes.
Oh.
But yeah, like that's what ruins movies for me when people like Wonder Woman. How many people went to see Wonder? And I know you probably love this movie, Shannon. I don't know.
She's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
I personally don't see it.
She could be my Dirty Diana.
I was in Melbourne when that movie came out. Optic Gaming had just came down for the Invitation Crown Invitational, and I told Chloe, let's go and watch it at the Crown Casino because they had the. And we're going to go watch it. And then when, like, even Optic Gaming made a video saying, oh, like, this is so good, you know, I'm like, fuck it, I'm not watching it. Because everybody's going to go there instead.
Everybody's
like,
hyped it for him.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about her tits and shit. And I'm like, don't.
Right, look, and honestly, right, I didn't watch it because I think she's hot. Because in all honesty, yeah, she's great, right? But for me, it was, when I saw the trailer, I saw all of the, like, action scenes with the women, like how they're all amazing fucking fighters. That's why I wanted to see it, and that's why I saw it, and it 100% delivered on the Amazonians on how fucking badass they are.
The other thing for me is I'm not a Wonder Woman, Superman, or Batman, any side of that. I'm not really a big fan. Like, I've never watched a Batman movie in my life.
No, wow.
You haven't watched Heath Ledger as the Joker?
I've watched parts of Heath Ledger and, like, when...
William, get the fuck out of my podcast.
Like, well, yeah.
This is the day friendships end.
And the hospital blows up, like, obviously it became a meme after. I've seen bits and parts, like, because Dom is a big, like, my father-in-law, big Batman fan. I've seen bits here and there, but I've never sat down and watched the whole movie.
That movie is a fucking masterpiece, right?
Know,
from
know,
the day it came out. Look, it's been a fucking masterpiece.
It's been awesome. It's Batman. I'm sorry. I'm not a Batman fan.
It's funny because what he was saying about like all the movies, like how he could watch it because people were raving on about it. That's the same as me as Breaking Bad. I have not watched a single Breaking Bad episode. I refuse to watch it till the day people stop talking about it. As soon as I bring it up, people say, oh, it's such a great show. You should watch it. Nah, I'm not watching it for another month.
You're telling me, Kevin.
Yeah, see, I was like that with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we were like that with Game of Thrones. People raved and raved.
And
it wasn't
like, I'm not fucking watching it.
It wasn't until the fourth season was airing.
No, the third series.
No,
the fourth season was about to come out.
We watched 1, 2, and 3 and
in
4
one sitting.
Was going.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
But it wasn't until the fourth series started airing, we went, all right, we're going to sit and watch this. But Breaking Bad, I've just refused to watch because people raved that much about it.
Like, I can hype myself up to go watch something, but when people start pointing things out and trying to hype me up, it doesn't work. That only works for me on rides. Like, if we see a big fucking roller coaster and you're like, get on, I'm shit my pants, you're getting on because you're hyping me up. But I'm not going to go watch a movie because you're telling me, fuck, it's sick, her left boob comes out. Like,
well, look, I watch for that.
It's the equivalent of, I'm going to wash the dishes. Hey, can you wash the dishes? Wash the dishes. Because you asked me.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've rabbled on a bit much on the movie topic at the end there.
Look, I could talk about her tits for another half an
hour.
No.
We're gonna cut it there.
What about Chris Hemsworth's package and Jason Momoa's washboard apps? We can talk about that too. We could
go on about her out of Suicide Squad. I forgot her fucking name.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she gets changed in the middle of the fucking thing.
I don't find her attractive. No, anyway, getting off topic. We're ending this. We're ending this.
We're stopping there.
Oh my lord.
Alright guys, don't forget to like, subscribe and all that to our Facebook and not Facebook, we don't have that. Our
Twitter again Twitter. Is at Preon. Sorry.
Twitter and YouTube.
When Barry stops making me tip my shit.
No.
Our Twitter is at project_Aeon, so feel free to follow there. And our YouTube is the Aeon Project, all one word, with the first letter of everything.
And if you're ever looking for us on any of those other podcast sort of sites, I've just noticed we're now on Spotify.
Oh, yes.
It's the Aeon Project, so it's not one word, it's
all... It's three on Spotify. Yeah. Yep.
But our YouTube page, I believe, is the Aeon Project, one word.
One word.
Yeah.
Yep, and just to clarify, if people don't know, it's A-E-O-N.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because I noticed that we didn't say that last time in case people couldn't find it.
Yes, but we're on a lot of the major podcasting sites now, so Google, iTunes, Spotify, and all the other ones as well. But, yep.
We're an infection.
We're going to spread.
We're like chlamydia without the burn.
We're herpes without the itch.
We're like the...
Okay, we're not putting any more sexual...
We're like the vagosis without the cream.
Okay. Okay, we're ending it there. All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.